Welcome to the Sustainer Podcast. The world as we know it has completely changed in the past few months. With the coronavirus changing how we operate, it is time for us to internalize and see how to adapt to so many changes at once. Let's begin with a basic aspect of human mentality, that we are at the top of the food chain. We are the decision makers that run the world. We are the fittest of them all. This self-proclaimed belief has now become completely shattered by an invisible virus. Humans do have the gift of an extra sense when compared to other life forms, but do we really make the most of it? Or have we just built a cocoon of ego and self-importance? We have so many qualities in us that makes us stand out. Our intellect, ability to communicate extensively, ability to create and innovate. However, we should use those skills to coexist, realizing that we're part of this earth. At nature's disposal, like any other component, is key for sustained human existence. We are not the masters, we're merely a part of a bigger puzzle. If we overexploit, we will be in danger too. The world doesn't function in a pyramid structure. We're not at the top of anything. We're part of a cyclic structure where our actions will impact the world and ultimately ourselves. This realization that we are one with the rest of the planet is highly important. The second change that now we're facing is that extreme consumerism is something that is not needed for a good life. In fact, we're all now living with bare minimum and are able to function really well. We need to realize that we only have to consume what we need for sustenance and not mindlessly consume things that are not a necessity. Consumerism might keep the economy up and running, but it doesn't help the environment. At the end of the day, you need a planet to live in. So let's collectively vote to buy only what we need, when we need, even after the COVID situation dies down. The third shift in mentality that I would like to discuss is the fact that all humans are one. Despite our differences, at the end of the day, we only have each other. The world existed before us and will exist long after us. We need to be kind to one another and learn to become a stronger community than ever before. During this lockdown period, it was so heartwarming to see people affected by the virus taking time and effort to spread the word, to warn their fellow humans, to see doctors and frontline workers slogging to keep us safe. Our governments have been working overtime to ensure our safety. We should also do our part and develop kindness to one another and realize that a major part and purpose of our existence is to be of service to our own kind and to our planet. Let's keep our faith strong and do our best to combat this global crisis. But more importantly, let's vote to remember the lessons that the crisis taught us and use it to better ourselves collectively. Thanks for listening. If you have any lessons that you learned during this lockdown period, make a short Insta story and tag us at sustainer_labs and use the hashtag sustainer. Before we end this podcast, I'd like to quickly thank our sponsors. Thanks again for being a part of the Sustainer community. Our social media links are in the description box below. We at Sustainer aim to make sustainable living commonplace. If you have any topic suggestions for the next episode, please feel free to reach out through email or Instagram. Thank you and have a nice day. Thank you.